The government of Alberta aims to reduce waste, allow farmers to supplement fertilizer with organic materials, and help the province attract job-creating investment through proposed amendments to the Agricultural Operation Practices Act. If passed, the updated legislation would support existing biodigesters, provide certainty for those who store and use byproducts of biogas production for fertilizer, and encourage further investment in biodigesters. The proposed legislation would allow biogas plants to divert organic waste from the agricultural sector from landfills, using which they could generate heat and electricity or refine renewable natural gas. Alberta farmers and ranchers work hard to put good food on tables here at home and around the world. Updates to this act would provide access to additional nutrient sources to grow crops, said R.J. Sigurdsson, Provincial Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation. With access to abundant organic material near livestock operations, Alberta will continue to be seen as an attractive place for investment for the biogas industry. Changes would provide this emerging industry with regulatory certainty to do business, creating good jobs in rural Alberta. Farmers, ranchers, and agri-processors produce 3.4 million tons of organic waste annually, with most of that coming from livestock manure and food processing, according to the Government of Alberta. Through the proposed legislation, diverting this waste to biogas plants would offer more economical and efficient ways to manage this waste. Investing in biodigesters is a win-win for both cattle feeders and the environment, said Chad Munier, board member of Alberta Cattle Feeders Association. These systems allow us to capture methane, reduce our environmental footprint, and turn waste into renewable energy. Biodigesters help us improve efficiency, reduce odor, and contribute to Alberta's energy independence. As cattle feeders, we're committed to responsible resource management and see biodigesters as a critical tool for advancing sustainability in our industry. While the government is going forward with investing in the biogas industry, the subject remains controversial in Alberta. The building of a new biodigester in Foothills County, which was approved in December 2023, has been a heated issue in the area, with residents opposing the project for reasons including odors, emissions, and groundwater contamination. The Agricultural Operation Practices Act, which currently includes rules and standards for agricultural operations handling manure and organic materials, is currently considered by the provincial government to lack clarity on how organic material can be managed, which has led to regulatory uncertainty for agricultural operations regarding storing and using digestate generated from manure. Digestate, the leftovers of organic waste that has undergone the process of anaerobic digestion, is considered an excellent fertilizer, as it contains nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and many other nutrients and micronutrients deemed highly effective for successful farming. Proposed additions to the Act would allow producers to store and use digestate on their farms to supplement synthetic fertilizer, creating more use for organic waste for farmers. Alberta Beef Producers thanks Minister Sigurdsson and the Government of Alberta for supporting innovation in agriculture, said Kent Holowath, Vice Chair of Alberta Beef Producers. These changes remove barriers, create new energy-efficient income opportunities, and strengthen Alberta's leadership in both agriculture and energy, benefiting producers, consumers, and the province alike. In addition to the management and application of manure, the Agricultural Operation Practices Act addresses the location of confined feeding operations, facility construction standards, and siting of seasonal feeding and bedding sites. The Act applies to livestock, including poultry, horses, cattle, sheep, swine, goats, bison, fur-bearing animals, and domestic elk and deer, and also applies to operations that use manure as a source of nutrients for crops.